Welcome back to the Summer's Mount. Mishnah Peyalet, a Kasuv Lagarish of Ishtai the Nimlach. A man actually wrote a get, and he changed his mind. The Shamayayim of Paslam and Akuhuna. Well, they tell a lie, my master Pisha, not my law of tonight, like not to set tonight, like Paslam and Akuhuna. So you have to know there's a concept that Chazal called Reyach Get. Reyach get means that besides the fact that a woman who gets a divorce is a good get, is possible from Kahuna. In the concept of Reyach get, there are certain types of gittin that are not gittin, but it smells like a get, similar to a get. A woman is aser, and basically a Reyach get, there are two types of Reyach get. One is a Reyach get is when there's a drabon and a chumra to give a get. And you have a situation where there was a kedushin that minatayra was not a kedushin, but midrabanan, rabbanu lachayish the kedushin, they made the woman give a get. So that's a reyach get. It's a get to rabbanan. And there's a second type of reyach get, which actually we learned from a pasuk. If someone gives a woman a get, it says hareyat mugureshes mimeni ba'asura lachal adam. I'm going to be divorced from you, but you're not allowed to marry anybody. Obviously, that's not a get. We learn out of a pasuk that's also a reyach get. Isha grusha me isha. A woman who's divorced just from her husband, but does not for the rest of the world, that's a reyach get. And that also has a din to ask a woman to kayin. But Shammai holds that there's a third reyach get. If someone writes, the Garish is Sishtai, the Nimlach, they shall be hold that the third type of Reyach get. And they still disagree. Now, they still disagree with this type of Reyach get. The Moedid is a concept of Reyach get. With this particular type of Reyach get, they still disagree. The Mordechai, at the end of the seventh parak, brings that someone asked the Shaila, that's exactly like this Mishnah. Someone asked the Shaila, a Kayin wrote a get to divorce his wife, and he changed his mind. Are they allowed to be married? A Kayin HaMesukah, it's different. It says in the Mishnah, the Kayin was, it says in the Mordechai, the Kayin was sick. And, and he wrote a get, the Garish of Tishbei, al Tanai, v'loimala al Peh, in Mesi yehe get, in Loi Mesi lo yehe get. He was sick and he didn't want his wife to fall to Yibam. So he said, if I die, it's a get, if I don't die, it's not a good get. So the answer of Eli Yitzchak, in Yachal Akaim al Azira, Imam al Bechal, Imam al. If he was well, if he allowed it to go back to him. So it's interesting, the Mordechai says, three rayas that you're allowed to go back. Raya number one is this Mishnah. Rashi Mishnah. He still said he didn't go back. Raya number two is a more interesting raya. Gemara and Yuma says that Chayim Gadol has to have a wife on Yom Kippur. And Chazal couldn't take a chance. And if his wife dies in Yom Kippur, even though the odds of it happening are small, Chazal didn't want to take a chance that his wife will die. So therefore, the Sakhtin lo Isha Acheret, they prepared another wife. So what did they do with this other wife? So the Machloek is how it worked. The Gemara in Gittin, on Dr. Gimel, says that this is how it worked. See, now I get married in Yom Kippur. So what he did is, Erev Yom Kippur, he married the second wife. Now he had two wives. But the Gemara says the Kohen Gadol can't have two wives. The Chippur ba'adayu ba'adbeis, so he can only be married to one wife. So an Erev Yom Kippur, the Gemara says, he gave his second wife, he married her. And then if he married her, he gave her a get, al-menach, that my first wife lives through Yom Kippur, then the get should be chal. Power. He took his second wife, Erin Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur, he can't be married to two, just like he can't be married to zero. He can't marry to two. He has that one wife. So in Erev Yom Kippur, he married this woman. And then right away, gave her a get. On the north, the get should be chal. On the north, my wife was three Yom Kippur. The first wife was three Yom Kippur. Then the second was divorced. He only has one wife. But the second wife does not live three Yom Kippur. And the get is not a get. And then he's he has the second wife. So Zok de Mordechai Saraya. Saraya that was. That if you give your wife a get on a Tanai, and the Tanai is not Makoyim, that you're allowed to go to that wife, stick with the wife. Because the second wife got a get on a condition that the first wife lives through. And if the first wife dies on Yom Kippur, then the Kohen Gadol stays married to his second wife. So it's a raya that Yom Kippur could stay married to a wife, even if he gave her a get for tonight.
What's the problem?
Well, what has to be?
The problem is,
it has to be chal earlier, but it's the spiral and afreya later, it's going to be chal earlier.
Chal earlier, then you know what?
But then it's not chal earlier. No, later on you can be in the Bible and afraid of the chal. Now, if someone gives a woman a get, I'm a nuts that you don't marry Pliny. It's a good get. And if she marries Pliny, it's like one of my friends. So that's the second raya of the Mordechai. What? And the ethics of the ship they marry, it's enough. So maybe what you're really saying is that maybe since when I tell you they're married, it's not really such a good raya. The raya is really not such a good raya because the whole raya get is a drabbanon. So since it's a drabbanon, maybe it's just one man. So it's from such a time as this on the Mordechai. It's really not a shtaka raya. Because the whole Reyach get of Beishame is a Drabbanon. So what's the Raya? It could be that the Drabbanon weren't Machmir for Kohen Gadol. Yom Kippur, they weren't Machmir. Even if they were Machmir, they were Machmir for the Efti Yom Kippur, not Yom Kippur. The third Raya the Mordechai brings is from the people who went out to battle in David's army. We know that the Gemara says in Sulbis that when they went out to do battle, they gave a get before they went to do battle. The men gave a get to their wives. Al Tanai, The Mordechai learns that it was Al Tanai. They gave a get. What was the get? If I don't return from battle, then it should be a get. So the Mordechai says, the Sarver, that they were claiming that went also. We know at least the Kayyim Shoah Mechama went. At least one Kayyim went. So the Kayyim also gave a get. Al-Minos, if I don't return, it should be a get. Now most of them did return, hopefully, after battle. And they went back to their wives. They wouldn't come up to their wives. So Vayit HaTzaraya, if you give a get to a wife, it's Vayit HaTzaraya if you give a get to a wife, and you come back, if you get it possible, that you'll go back to your wife, even if you're a kind. That's the third raya. And that raya, also it's not 100% the raya. Mordechai himself says that who says Kainan went to battle? Maybe Kainan didn't go to battle. But that's the third raya.
Why is it?
So from second, the children said that this Mordechai is a teller. Anything you write is, you have a very submission. The Mordechai, it's even stranger than Mordechai. The Mordechai in the seventh parak brings the Shaila. Look at the Fair Shemishna. Yeah, we saw Shas Shuva Sefer. They asked me a Shaila, and they answered to the Fair Shemishna. There are very few such, there are occasionally such Shuvas. But there's always some type of twist. But the Shaila, Mamish the Mishnah's case, the Shaila, now the fact that people hear Shaila instead of a Ferish or Mishnah, obviously it happened. But that they wrote it down with Darius and the Mordechai, in a different parish, and he brought rayas from Malchus Beis David and rayas from Yom Kippur. It's a very strange Mordechai. Yitzke Shaila with a case that's of the parish of Mishnah, and you bring other rayas. So on this Mordechai, he says, what's with the Mordechai? What's this? What's his? Have I missed the shoulder over this type of a thing? Sometimes one of the most common vidishaimas I have is a situation where one person takes out a mortgage for someone else. Very often the father takes out for a son. They used to tell people it's also into the Beferish Mishnah. I didn't convince people that much. In the last thing which Moshe came out, I told people the Moshe has the truth, he says it's also. So I convinced them. What's in the English Mishnah is that it's also to the Beferish Mishnah. But when you tell someone it's a Mishnah, they think, yeah, the Mishnah's not talking about exactly a bank and a mortgage. So Ramesha was talking about our case, exactly. I think that's the Beferish. So this Mordechai, it's a very strange thing, that the Mordechai should go and bring, first they should say to the Beferish Mishnah, and they bring two rayas. For both rayas, we have to put him on the rayas. The whole thing, because the Sefer tells us a big yisoid in Tanoigim, and he applies it here. The yisoid is an important yisoid. It's really the Beferish of Shulchan Aruch, the Siman Kuf Mem Gimel for the days. A very important understanding of two types of Tanoim in the Gemara. The Sefer says there are two types of Tanai. There's one type of Tanai. You say, in. Aleph Mem, if. Hariyat Mugureshes, in Mason. This should be a good get if I die. This should be good if I don't come back to that. This should be a good get if whatever Tanai a person makes. The person tells a woman, Hariyat Mugureshes, in the beginning $100, maybe $1,000. When you make such a Tanai, the Lush Im, the get is chal later when the Tanai is Mekuyim. That's when there's a Chalois again. When the Tanai is Mekuyim, that's when the get is chal. That's the din of the Im type of get. Now obviously, we say Im Nasi, it can't be after I die, because after the end dies, then get Lachamisa, he's right before I die. But any get that you say Im, it's chal later. And the Alana Nafkaminas, let's say you say Harry's a get if something, and the husband dies before the tonight is Mekuyim, not a get. It has to be Mekuyim Mekuyim later. Harry is a get if you do this and this. So then it's only when you do this and this that it's found. Also, the husband can retract. The man gives a woman a get, Harry's a get in Mekuyim. He's still. He saw power. He could retract again. So that a get with the im is a get that's not over yet. It's a get that's sort of hanging in the air. It's going to be chalei. A get al minas is a different type of get. If someone says a get, so I give his wife a get al minas, that let's say she doesn't marry Pliny. Husband doesn't like Pliny. Doesn't like marrying this person. And I give you a get, al-minas, you don't marry Pliny. The get, by al-minas, the get is chal right away. The get is chal immediately. On the condition that you don't marry Pliny. If you're going to marry Pliny, you'll be mevatel to get l'mafreya. But when a person gives a get, the lashon al-minas, then the get is chal immediately. The get is chal right away. And the Tanai will see that Tanai could later change things, but the Chalois is right away. Now, in the two cases that the Mordechai, in our Mishnah, first of all, our Mishnah, it's not clear. Maybe our Mishnah is talking in. Is it clear from our Mishnah what Tanai is talking about? No. You could say maybe it's talking Davke in, maybe it's talking Amenos. I don't know. The two cases the Mordechai brings a raya from have to be al-minas. Why do they have to be Almanas? Why does it have to be? Let's go to the case of Yom Kippur. The Yom Kippur, every Yom Kippur, the Kohen has two wives. He gives a wife a get Almanas, the other wife survives the Yom Kippur. When is it Chal? Could it be Chal on Yom Kippur? No. Because then the first half of Yom Kippur, he has two wives. Right? He can't have two wives at all on Yom Kippur. So when he says Almanas on Erev Yom Kippur, he's saying the get should be Chal now, Almanas. That the other wife lives for Yom Kippur, then I want to be regardless of you today. Follow. In Yom Kippur case, it has to be with Chal Erev Yom Kippur. We ruin the whole thing if it's not Chal Erev Yom Kippur.
Then
the wife dies in the middle. The wife dies in the middle. Then, so Gemara and Yuma is the kasha. Gemara is, so she dies in the middle of Yom Kippur, so then he has two wives. And I think the Gemara is, they give her both again. It's another. So that will only end up with one. What? Because if she died, then the first year of Yom Kippur, she was a wife.
And one was.
No, the other wife was Makavish Erev Yom Kippur, and you gave her a get on it tonight, which was a Makoyim.
So it was a Makoyim.
But that made that the get was never a get. Married Rachel and Leah. That's why the first half of Yom Kippur. Are you get Kiddushin if the other one dies? Now Yamanas went to the Koyim, comes out, he never gave her a get, so yeah, she was married to him yesterday. So the Tzofet is saying, you know what the Tzofet did? He took this Mordechai, he heard it, what did he hear? He took the three cases, and he analyzed it until he found the difference between the Mishnah and the other two cases. You have our Mishnah's case and the other two cases. The other two cases have to add something. They don't add something. It makes no sense that you don't bring that you brought more rayas than from our Mishnah. So why do the other two things add? So it says they add on and off. The case of Yuma has to be on and off. What about the case of Malchus Beis David? They gave a get before they went to battle. So they give a get in? They really could. No? Really could. If I die, it should be found Shachat Kaimunis. However, what's the big case? What's the big case about the other? Someone who gave a get before they went to battle? Was? Huh? Seven about Shabbat. Right, the Gemara says David was Mizana with Bathsheba, and Uriah died later in battle. The Gemara says she didn't have a dinesh fish because the get was Kalim Afrahim. So the Klar from the Gemara that went to Malchus Beis David, they gave the get Amunas. They gave the get that it was Kal B'Shas Masina if later he died in battle. So that's the Chassam Sofer, both of those Rayis are Rayis who came to Amunas. So the Kavana Mordechai was then to show us that not only a Tanai of Im is Chal, but even a Tanai of Amunas is Chal from those two rabbis. That the din of our Mishnah is true. This is how the Sansaifa learned up to Mordechai. Now, till now, it's just telling you Pshat and Mordechai. Sansaifa goes a step further, which is a very big finish. From Sefer asked, he was actually asked, this is a tshuva, to the Kufya test. Evan Ezek, I was saying tshuva, Kufya test. Someone asked him, why does the Rambam leave out this Mishnah? The Rambam does not bring the din of this Mishnah, even though on the side it looks like he did. The Rambam leaves out the din of this Mishnah. Why did he leave it out? So if some Sefer wants to be the Chadish, that the Rambam was specific. If our Mishnah is true by all Tanoim or not, is it Dafka by Im? Or is it even by Almanos? If you give a get Almanos, which is Chalam Afreya, maybe that's worse. Maybe that's a Reach get, even according to Beis Hillel. So Tzitz is right, he's giving the Halacha, he's going to the Rambam, that that maybe since the Mordechai holds is no different between him and Al-Nadav, that will be said. But the Rambam left out our Mishnah because he was slipping. He wasn't sure how to bring our Mishnah. Is our Mishnah even in a get of Al-Nadav? The Rambam left it out. Said, I don't know. Maybe the Chol was neither to give a get Al-Nadav and stop him today. Maybe that is a Reach get. Because after all, from today, she thinks she's a Gerashim. Until later on, it's the power of Atreya. So this is the truth from Sefer. This is how we learned up the Mordechai. This is how we learned in the Rambam, which is a finish of the Rambam. There are later Tshuvis, the Yavdiv, who says it's a beautiful from Sefer when he explained the Mordechai. That they all like it. The way he explained the Mordechai is beautiful. But the way he explained the Rambam, then Yavdiv says you can't do that. You can't take the Feresh of Mishnah and the Feresh of Mordechai passes that way and suddenly say that the Rambam meant to be the Chalak between him and Amunah. The Rambam just doesn't say anything. Rambam recites it. But certainly from Pshat and Mordechai Mishnah and Agav, this difference between him and Amunah is a Shulchan Aruch. The Chassam Sefer plugs it in here. But the Etzem difference between the Tanai of him and the Tanai of Amunah, that's not a Chassam Sefer Chiddush. That's Emes from Kuliyama before the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so this is the Mishnah of giving money. The Gemara goes into a totally different figure, meaning of Kael, and pretty much leaves out the Beitul of our Mishnah, because it's a totally different but similar case. Sholach Rabbi Yosef Reder Menashe Midvil Shmuel Yelamdeinu Rabbi Yata Olav Kael Ish Pleini Kayin Chasav Getli Ishtai Yeshevet Takov Ishav Mishav Shosai Mahu. Kael went out. The Ish Pleini Kayin wrote a get to his wife, and they're still married. Mahu, we allow such a thing. Sholach Lei Heitzei V'Hadova Tzara Fadika. What does that mean? Heitzei V'Hadova Tzara Fadika. Heitzei she cannot stay married. V'Hadova Tzara Fadika. And we have to check it out. Mikey, what do you have to check out? Okay. Well, now let's just touch. When we have kala many times, cannot never be sechta in Russian and Indian. And the truth is, the touch of koil is a little difficult every time to get a cross title what koil is. The definition of a koil, as it's brought down, Megabe Adin, a Kael, you'll know me, the rumor. Kael is a rumor. What kind of rumor? A Kael does not have a din Kael unless it's Chazit Bebedin. Bezdin checked it out. Why does it mean Bezdin checked out a Kael? How does Bezdin check out a Kael? They check it out, if they get Adin, it's Adin, it's not a Kael. If they don't get Adin, it's not Adin. So Shulchan Aruch says that the Bezdin tracks down the rumor, which is an interesting thing very often to track down the rumors. They track it down to where it came from, and they tracked it down to Adin, who tell Bezdin, we heard from Pliny or Pliny. They say who they heard it from. We are from Pliny of Pliny who said they saw the get. Or to Kyle that someone's married, they saw the chasidim. But the people who say they saw it, Pokulam Lamadina Sayyam, they're not here anymore, they died. We don't have them. So we don't have the Aden. But we have Aden who heard it from the Aden. Now that's called in halacha terms a Mithiye. A Mithiye is not kosher Aden. But that makes a Kael. So a Kael needs two things. It needs that it's parson, that's Mephorsin. By a Kael, I think the Gemara says that to go at least, I think, for 3 days. Kael is parson. People are talking, I always wonder what it means people are talking about it for 3 days. Like, how much can you talk about something for 3 days? But alright, it means that it continues without anybody saying to the contrary. Kael continues for 3 days. And Bezdin checks it out, and they can trace it back to names of people But those people are not here. That has a din of a kohen. That is mevatlin of kala. Mevatlin of kala. Verses later on the ninth parak. That mevatlin of kala means. Shamanu kal yaitim epi nashim. It's going to talk about the usual case. Mashtikimu. The batulei kala. We tell them be quiet. They usually work. Imagine there's a rumor. We tell people be quiet. Funny thing, mashtikim kala. That has the opposite effect. No? Mashtikim kala usually has the opposite effect. Probably. Unless we'll be naive and say that it was different. In those days, they were able to be the back of a coil. I don't know. But probably what happens is, let's say the culture was liberation. And Ben says, stop saying it. So what happens now is there's a coil that plenty of liberation, and that Ben says, stop. So, we're going to talk about Ben says, stop. So if I say, that's enough, I'm a sticker. In the back of a coil, it's enough. People are going to say, Bezin said, stop saying the kohel. That's called Bikkel HaKohel. But I don't know if I'm about to leave the kohel. They weren't about to. Maybe Tassif is about to work. They weren't about to leave the kohel. What? Shush that word. People are going to think you're being Mazzadeh. We rushed it in here. The Zohar Rebbe about the kohel. And then died here in the Shaskan. Yes. Okay. So it's going to sound like they're defending someone who didn't have air. So that's Kael, and that's the Mabaklima Kala, that's Taich Shas, at least in Dine Mamin, that's Taich Kael Grada. One of the things it says about a Kael is that the person the Kael's about has one enemy in town, and a Kael's not a Kael. There's one enemy he has in town, the Kohel's not a Kohel. Chaim brings the Kohel's has the Sutik by a colored white Pasik, if you're allowed to hear the Russian heart to believe it. If you're a colored white Pasik, if you're allowed to believe there's this Russian heart to be in the Kabbals. Something's in the news. In the news, they catch somebody and they try and they murder someone. Is there any sense to believe it or not? So the Chafetz Chaim is still thinking it's the Chafetz Chaim. But he says the Kohel is only if he has no enemies in town. So, not so sure. Anyway, that's the din here of a Kohel. Yeah. The Gemara says, what's the Gemara Pesach? That if there's a Kohel, what was the Pesach? Pesach Teitzeh. Teitei ubatinu. The Gemara explains. Ella, what is the ubatinu? The ikaru in the sinak siva. What was the kail? Kasav gesla yishtar. Kasav, writing a gesla nasu. It's kasav nasam. The ikaru in the sinak siva. To check who they call the sinak siva. For the Gemara, ikaru in the sinak siva. The siva gufa mila karu like siva. Just because they call siva the siva. But Siva, they also call Siva, so it's no raya. My Indian, the guy who knows the car of the Siva, Siva, still would not the car of me. Hey, Omer Abashi, call it the bus of the Siva, like I should have. So what do you say? If the car is Kosav, and Kosav means Nosan, then you have to look, she has to leave her wife, close to the car. She has to leave her husband. So the Gemara, does that make sense? Kokola the boss of the sword, man, marry a woman because of a curl, you're going to say Teitei. What am I Teitei? No, I mean Teitei Nishayi. Teitei only means Teitei Nishayi. In K, as he might allow us, I'll punish you. If so, they're going to say, oh, the first kind she was married to, she was a halala. She was a Grusha, she stayed married then. The Gemara says, Kiva the Mishayi the Makina. No. The Rishon, my Matina law, since for my we didn't take her out of the Rishon, but also we name her Sabbath Lamisa Gershon. Asi Lameima Samach Lamisa Gersha. The Nisei was Samach Lamisa. And the Meila, no shot. Okay, so this is the Pesach of Agimara. Pretty clear that if there's a Kail, what do we do? If there's a Kail, a woman's a Glusha, we don't let her marry a Kayin. If she marries the Isser, we say Teitze. But if she's already married, then there's no problem with it. And Avni Meluim has a Kiddush based on this Sugya Sagamah. First, Avni Meluim brings, Avni Meluim is a synonym for us to cut hay. And Avni Meluim brings the following question. The Shaila is, we know Eid Echad Dema Bisur. By Isser, Eid Echad is believed. What's Isser? Bisamin is trade. That's Isser, right? Eid Echad Dema Bisur. We have to update the Marama, right? Those kittens, you know, the kittens, the bishop. We have to update Echad Bisur. So we had Eid Echad Dema Bisur. So Eid Echad Bisur is by food. A double Shabbat Erva. We don't need two eidim. We had that also on that paper. That ain't double shabbat erva pops b'shayim. Shaila is to say a woman is a grusha. Is that erva? That erva, is that arayis? It's not arayis. There's no mamzer. Someone marries a kai marries a grusha. It's an iser. Is that iser? And the eidachad is believed, or is that Arayos, and you need to wait. So it's interesting that the Meluim brings it to Machlokes Rishonim. He says the Tosfos Reed, says the Farish, says the Dabbah Shabbat Erva. I think we would assume anything to do with marriage is the Dabbah Shabbat Erva, and the Dabbah Shabbat Erva Pachim Shabbat. It's not Machala. He just says, oh yeah. No, Grusha, that the husband gave you get it alive, you're right. No. This is a Grusha from the previous marriage. Well, she's here, but that's someone comes and says, no, she's a Grusha. So that Aedis, to say she was a Grusha, is that Isser? Or is that Dabbah Shabbat Erva? See, there's the Rambam. Interesting, it's the Rambam, the end of the Rambam, that we had a Beis and Beis. The Rambam says in Hilchos Sanhedrin that if someone eats chaylev, so how many eidim do you need to give Malkus? Two eidim. Your Malkus needs two eidim. Remember, the Rambam said that if one eid comes and says zu chaylev, one eid says zu chaylev, and we accept it, we're not going to get a chaylev. And then someone else eats the chaylev without straw to witnesses, you get malchus. That was the Rambam's chiddush. That to be mazik in a chaylev in eid echad is enough. Maybe it could turn out to be malchus based on eid echad, but it doesn't matter. If when the eid echad said it was chaydim on ma'isa, before the person ate it. If you look in the Rambam there, look at the Sanhedrin, Perek Tzayin, the lashon of the Rambam is, if an eid echad said either zu chaylev or zu kalei akerem or zu zayna v'grusha, and then remazik up this, that this is chaylev or kalei akerem or grusha, and then someone eats the chaylev al pi to aiden with a shav to aiden, he has enough of the kalei akerem or to aiden. Well, he marries the Kayin, he marries the Grusha with two Eidim. He gets Malkus. So it's the Feresh and Rambam that an Eid Echad is believed to say that somebody is a Grusha. That someone's a Grusha. Something out of the Meluim, we see Shita, the Rambam is that an Eid Echad is believed to say it's a Grusha. That's Yisurim. That's the Chiddush of Shita, the Rambam. Svara, how to say? Svara, well, how do you define Erevah and how do you define Isser? We have an explanation. What?
What?
the Reinach's belief to say that this man is a brother. Similar thing. It's going to end up being Erevah. By Yibum, before we do a Yibum, we have an Eidechot say that this is a brother. Chalitza, we say an Eidechot say that this is a brother. And then he gives Chalitza, and it turns out that the woman now is free to marry. Very similar. Very similar to the Rambam. Shasmai said there's only an Echot saying with the Lashon Shemay Dai that I recognize him, I know him. And it's very similar to the Rambam. The Raya to the case of Grusha Chalutza. I'm not sure. But anyway, this is the Chiddush. That Grusha and Zaina, Yisurei Kayin, is Erefa Nem Yisurei. The Chetzah Shalissa, the lady is the Chetzah Shalissa. Erefa Nem Yisurei. The Avin Lun said, wow, that wherever they'd have the Nema Bisurim, Eid Metiyen is also Nema Bisurim. So there's such a cloud. So when they reckon as Nema Bisurim, Eid Metiyen is also believed. I'm not sure what the Makar for it is. But that's the cloud that the Avnim Elohim brings. The Mela, the Avnim Elohim, has a Kasha from our Gemara on the Rambam. There's a kasha from our Gemara on the Rambam. Our Gemara says that a kail is enough that a grusha can get married. But if she's married already, she stays married. So in fact, Bishlam like the Taisus Reed, our sugi is a sugi of kail. So there are rules for Kyle. Kyle is a Chumajor. I don't know whatever the rules of Kyle are. But like the Rambam holds Gerusha is Dina Yisr Ve'Eter. It's Dina Yisr. And what's Taicha Kyle? So a Kyle is Eidim P.A. A Kyle is Eidim who heard from other Eidim. So if a Kyle is Eidim who heard from other Eidim, and you hold Gerusha is Dina Yisr Ve'Eter, Gerusha is Dina Yisr Ve'Eter, she should have to go out of her husband. She should have to leave her husband. If an Eid of P.A. says that this woman was the Gureshes, she should have to leave her husband. It's the husband. Just like if an Eid of P.A. says your meat is trade, you have to throw it out. If an Eid of P.A. says your wife is a Grusha, you should have to get rid of her. She have to give her, I don't know if she has to be separated from her. This is Avin Mun Kash on the Rambam. So Al Gemara, you see, it's not true that Grusha is Dina Yisra Ve'Eter. You see, not that way. But you have a turn. The Machaber says one, the P2, and the Ramah says two from two.
Maybe P8 has two A's, and they don't have two A's. Some are A's.
The 1-8 is believed, the 1-8 from an 8, I believe, is also believed.
But maybe not. I
mean,
what's the connection to say that the 8 is
gained? If your assumption is right, then you'll be good like the Machaber, or the Shah Jeremiah, you say, what about the Rambam? Maybe. You have to prove your assumption. I'm not sure how to check it out. The Moose says something else. Another Shabbat. Clicking the Rambam in this Gemara? Listen to the Chilik and then tell me the Svara. Rav Nimlun says, when is the Rambam saying, hey, that's what I'm going to be say, what is the Grusha? Before she's married. That's the whole Rambam. The whole Rambam is, someone says, Zuchelev, before anybody ate it. So that's what it's believed. The same thing, if you say, Zugrusha, before anybody married her, any kohen married her. So you believe to say this is this. Masha'en came once someone married this woman. Now, you need two eidim. Eid echad is not going to happen. So, someday I have to have a law in the chance that the rabbi says, Rusha is being the yisra beheter before she's married to a kohen. Our Gemara says, alright, she's married to a kohen. If she's not yet married to a Kayin, Agamai Taka says she's awesome. If she's already married to a Kayan, then like say say. Why? Because if you're already married to a Kayan, then Eidachon is not believed. What's the difference? The Hezbollah is the difference. Now, the difference answers it. Right? The Rambam was talking before, Agamah was talking after. Right? And after? Why is it Erevah? It's not Erevah. Aray is the Surah Kodesh. It's the Kayan, it's just allowed. Same Avera though. What is the Chaylev before and after? Say it's Chaylev, you believe the after also. It's the King of But that's not lechayis, it's not true, because by chaylev, if you already own the chaylev, I say it's chayis, we don't give you markets for it, but we say throw away the chaylev. Yeah. And throw away the wife.
Because
you can't do it. The agents are self-confident, but they can't. Well, what's the difference? I tell you you have to throw away the chaylev, or I tell you you have to throw away the wife. But somehow, once you marry, it's something like a double shabbat. That's what I would have assumed. Yeah, but the Einish can't come from an Eyach. But to say, just like I can tell someone who already owns meat, the meat you own is available, and you throw it away. So I say, you own your wife, the world wife, you own it. Yeah. A coil, you're right, but that's the whole kasha that I'm asking. A coil, we're not chayshish for. But an eid echad, we have to be chayshish for. This is eid v'eid. So how could you call this coil, which is a drop on a different creation, this is a right to different thing? It's an eid echad, don't be sure. That's the whole kasha. The stifler, the more I learn the stifler, the more I picture with a purple and a tremendous imagination. You know, we have all these pictures of being out there, old years, the film is very... Cycle, first of all, we've seen many times, there's all these things that go in circles all the time. You know, this is why the cycle in Kibbutz, Simon Zion, deals with this. It says, to take away possessions from someone, that's mummy. Mummy needs two eggs, right? So what needs two eggs? Nefashis, Noinish Ferdin, Rabbi Shabarava, and Mamun. Right? Isser needs Eid Echad. Says, once the woman belongs to her husband, now, if the husband owns the Vela, a man owns the Vela, he takes the Vela, he continues to own it. Doesn't change ownership. That's a piece of meat, and Eid Echad says it's the Vela. Is he affecting my ownership? No. So my says, I can't eat it. It's not worth so much to me. But it's not affecting my ownership. But the stifler, the reason, like the Abbe Valuin, you need two Eidim once you're married, is because a man and his wife has certain ownership. Now, we already spoke many times, you don't own the body of the wife. But he owns the ishus of the wife. He owns the shibudim of the wife. The wife, for yana ishus, is mishubetim. She is obligated to him. Whatever the chiyuvim are, just like a man has chiyuvim or sheks is fine to a woman. The woman has said shibudim to the husband. When a man says, and an echad says, she's a grusha to a kayin, is she mishubim now to let's say, to tashmish with her husband? Is she mishubim? No. To say, what do you mean? It's an abeya. So the stifler, it's like in a moment. You're taking away a possession of the husband. doesn't own something, he owns certain shibudim in the woman. Now, you know why you need two eidim? It's a moministic thing that you're doing. You're taking something away from this man. And for that, you need two eidim. So what do you say to that? It's mominous to take a wife away from her husband. It needs two eidim because it's mominous. Yeah, out the fact that she's a grusha, she's not allowed to be a wife, that's ifrit. But the fact that he owns certain shibudim, that's mominous. Imagine the way to look at it. What? Unless we get married, Grusha says it's a tape, and certainly he has no shibudim on it. He can't force a tape to be to live with it. Yes, but she wants to live on it, she'll live with it. But she can't force her, right? So to start with that chat, did he have any little wing? Good chat.
The only way this could be about is through 1-8.
Through 1-8.
So you think that this company is talking about through 1-8. Basically, he's saying it's meaningless when you do it.
1-8 doesn't work on Samari. If they can marry the Heter, the 1-8 does not work. The question is, why doesn't it work? So you would ask me or anybody else here in class, we marry the woman. When he finds Pesach Besura, he finds she's not a Besura, and he goes to bed the next day, and she denies it, so Tay says. The Gemara says when it's a Sufik, when it's not a Sufik, but basically Tay says we Besura. He says she's Pesach Besura, so she's not a Besura. She claims she is. Except the Rosh. What happens if she says, it's true, I wasn't a Besura, but they're nasty. Someone was ma'anis me. I'm not also to you. Right? She married to Yisrael. So then nasty. Someone was ma'anis me. I talk about the psula, and I talk about deserve a psula. 200 of 100. They're nasty. So the Rosh says she's believed. They're nasty. She's believed. Look what they mean. You know why? Because bari b'shama bari yadis. She's a bari, and he's a shama. Bari b'shama bari yadis. So everyone jumps on this Rebbeinu Yoyma. Did you ever hear Bari B'Shema in Hilchos Ishus? Bari B'Shema is Dini Mamas. Tell you the Nidhi. You have a Bari and B'Shema. Yisurim, no Bari B'Shema. Dini Bari B'Shema. Bari B'Shema, Bari Yadim. There's nowhere in Shas, Bari B'Shema, the word Bari B'Shema, Bari Yadim, only by Mamas. There's no Lash in Bari B'Shema, Bari Yadim by anything except for Mamas. Right? So Stifle wants to bring a raya from here that for a woman to be a suah labayla is dine mamadis. It's also dine arayis. Slaves have to deal with dine arayis too. But it's also dine mamadis.
But the mamadis over there
is not the ksuba. It's not, if you need suba the 200 or the 100, that's not the mamadis. Because everyone's right, she doesn't deserve 200. She says, I'm right, I don't deserve 200. And the husband's right, she doesn't deserve 200. The question is, does she deserve even the
100?
The mom is zero. He is the 100. And how's she allowed to stay married to him? How's she allowed to stay married to him? He's saying that she's using the baby shoes with Anna Kathy. I mean, you want to divide the issue anyway and say Bari B'Shema is only
Why don't you divide it in the first place? He wants him to divorce him. He's a third. He's got to add it too, but he's trying to get out of it. He's trying to do it. He's trying to
No, it could be easier to do what should I do? I'm not sure what to do. Is he advised to bed? Am I not to tell? I'm not to tell.
He doesn't have to go into a bed. He goes to ask to someone to grab my book or to ask to
He doesn't have to go to bed. But he wants him to go to bed.
That's not
bad.
That's not
what you
go to bed with your advice.
Yes, you have to go to bed. I think Sakashi had a few places to share such a cash. Kind of discussion, the pity of Marcus. I think we should have a little, so why are you going to bed? You see the stuff, nothing on there, you should go to bed. And he said, oh, no, I remember what he said. See, he said they went to bed because his little Kiddush Yiddish of the Chazal Maggid. So that's why he wanted to go to bed. So say something. Let's say I was joking. they can go to bed, but she has other, then he shouldn't be able to be present. Anyway, I agree that what we're making, what the Stakler says, is Bari B'Shabba Bari Yad, is a Mamadistic thing, and we're talking about the Mamadishabba. And I hear you're trying to get the Sugis, the Mamadish anyway. I suspect it's only because I'm not into the Sugis service enough that I can answer you. But, Akoponim, this is the Stakler's Hanacha, and,
Well,
but the everyone was made the cheaper one. She was made there. I bet I only deserve 100. She's made it. She said that.
That's why Moses
is the fact that really what you should be saying is they're fighting over the 100. Because if he wants to divorce her, she says he deserves 100. He says, what do you mean? About that. I'm just thinking now, I mentioned the Mishnah Ksubis. Isn't the Mishnah Ksubis a Raya? And the Mishnah Makis, I mean. The first Mishnah Makis. Right? Adam Zayinim. Adam says, this person is a Ben Grisha Ben Hamusa. And then Nidem Musa. Is there a Raya need two Adam to Ben Grisha Ben Hamusa? The only one Adam to Ben Grisha Ben Hamusa, so then. Why did Adam Zayinim? There must be a second one. What?
There
is Zayinim by 1A. No Zayinim by 1A. And even if there would be, the second egg would be off the hook. It's like Shtiki Te Egg, and the second card is off.
It's not even so.
But the second egg is totally unneeded. Totally extra.
Well,
we can't use them
But if it's one then there's no required fire to run the side in all one
eight. If it's 1 8, the Mishnah shouldn't say get Malkus.
There's no dinner of my time at all.
No dinner of my time at all. So it's a Raya, that you need that Ben Grusha is 2 8. Rashi's Lashi by Ben Grusha is they say 8 is that they saw the get. Okay, see that as a day. Alright, so tomorrow, it's one thing, I'm not sure. I don't know if anybody ever noticed. A person who has something, he thinks other people would notice. I don't know if you ever noticed, but when people on this side of the classroom ask me things, I hear right away. On this side, I often say, wow. This year, I have to have a screw tightened. And I schedule a doctor for Thursday, 7:30 in the morning tomorrow. I'm not sure, you know, if the tightening, what effect it has on the brain behind it. I'm not sure. At that time, if I'll be here in time to share, I schedule as early as I could. And I schedule a doctor for Thursday because shares is for 12. The rest, why not do it in the summer? Because you can't fly for 6 weeks afterwards. I wasn't willing to give up Eretz Yisrael, and I don't have to sell this summer. So I schedule for tomorrow. So I hope to make it back in time to share. It's an hour and a half away. They're doing it at 7:30. You know the doctors, they make it sound like, oh, you know, by 8:30 I'll be done. And what'll happen, I don't know. But I'm hoping to be able to be back in time for 12 o'clock. Either way, the rest of the Gemara until the next Mishnah is relatively simple. There's one thing I'd like to be devouring. The next Sugya, the next Mishnah Sugya of Eilat HaMaisa B'Yasa B'Yazlus. Someone once asked me a question, maybe it was in class, I don't remember. And it's one of those things I want to be in the virus. It sounds like the question you can ask anybody anytime, what are these things? You have a rule, ain't no other mice to be us at the Esmus. That's such a cloud. Does that mean that any time people know that someone else was Mizana, it's a Kedushi? Let's say this man has you have people that are Mizana. There are no way. Let's say there's two people, so let's see them go into a room being equal. Does that mean that they're married automatically? People are involved with smus. See, some people do smus and they're married if they're being married. We have this Kabbalah, you know the words of Yosef. It's only my question, the Shammai and so on. I don't know if somebody could find the Gedarim. Just want to give you some work to do in case there's some delay. That's what I hope to do tonight. Try to track down in the cloud. They know there has to be other deals. Look, where does it apply? And it doesn't sound to me like this man Azair. Everybody's in Zion and wants to marry the person of Zion. Maybe some of Muslims must be different. I'm not sure what the Gedarim are. But I once had a Maisa. It was the yeshiva life, very modern circle, and before the chasna, the chasakala were made it to me that they were involved in the play, and why they tell me? Because they worry about the ksuba. You see, you know, the film about the ksuba except ksuba readers, you know, who will tell them it's a big ksuba for them or something. So they had a shadow, what to do with the ksuba, she's not a ksuba. So you know, they originally came to me, she's not a ksuba, what do you do? So, you know, I tried to add to them that they were mazana. Now, if you say, you know, that was the bias of the Azmuras, so you had a shayla about a bracha, but it's tradition, it's not a tradition, it's a bracha. And you say, all right, so there were no aid, in fact, there's no shayla. But I want to know, is that the answer, that there were no aid? And two people saw them going to Yichud. We're such a clown, you know, that was the bias of the Azmuras, you know, I would think there's none of that not. Anyway, so this class I'd like to be Mavar. It's Hashem. The next time I'll be on Mishnah Dizhi, and hopefully we should have a conversation together.